Good morning.
Good morning and welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church on this Fusion Sunday. As you may be well aware, this is also when we celebrate our Thanksgiving service and also music appreciation. So many wonderful opportunities this morning in worship. And it being a Fusion Sunday, what that also means is that we welcome all worshipers to stay with us, including our youngest children who often go to Sunday school. They will be with us, so please do your best to welcome them in worship by helping to hold a hymnal for them at a height where they can also sing, and also passing the offering plate to them. We are so glad to have everyone here this morning and have lots of great announcements. So we'll go ahead and get started with Whit.
Thanks, Melissa. As you exit the sanctuary at the end of the service, there will be deacons at both doors handing out bookmarks that look like this, with a name and address on the back. What we would like you to do with those is add the person whose name is on there to your Christmas card list, keep the bookmark for yourself, and then during the year, each time you look at that bookmark, if you would pray for the person whose name is on it. Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. I can't even begin to express the appreciation that Barb and Debbie and I have for all the help that you gave us yesterday at the Church of Mass Bazaar. It was absolutely wonderful. Baked Foods was just great. Thank you so much for how much you brought us. They sold $476 worth of baked foods yesterday, which was way more than we did last year. The snack food bar was absolutely awesome. They netted $510. And our vendors, and we had an enormous amount of tables that we rented this year. So it was over $2,900. So we approached $3,900 this year, and that's not counting what Lunch Bunch brought in. So thank you so much. It does take a community to run events like this, and you all are just wonderful to step up and volunteer and say yes when you're called upon. And we want to thank you so much. And we will see you next year. Thank you.
Frona, you're up.
She always tells me to behave. I don't understand that. And the new couple back there that I bugged you this morning, forgive me, okay? They didn't want to come up front. Anyway. Gee, there's not many men here today except our guest, but we do have a big morning next Saturday at 9 o'clock, women and men, and I will work with the men and stay away from you gals, so please show up at 9 o'clock. Lots to do. Was that good?
What are they doing?
Oh, you want to know that? There's always a smart aleck around. We will be decorating our beautiful, beautiful sanctuary. And if we have 100 people, we'll be done in a half hour. Thank you.
Thank you, Frona. Linda.
She's a tough act to follow. Good morning, my Gates Presbyterian family. In your bulletins this morning, you will find a yellow paper. It's for our Advent festival that we're having on Friday night, December 6th. It is a family event. It is for everybody here. It is for your friends and your relatives. It's open to everyone. Let's start the Advent season off right. Be there, 6 to 7:30 on December 6th. Thank you.
Caroline.
Confirmation class, I wanted to remind you that we meet today after worship, so we'll meet in the junior high lounge. Thanks.
Dick.
As the chair of personnel, it's my honor to recognize the people who lead our various musical groups. I'd like them to stand as I call their names. Once they're standing, I'd like to ask you to give them a round of applause. Roy Smith. Nathan Stang. Debbie White. Christine Cook. Thank you, folks.
so grateful for all the music leadership here at GPC and for all the folks who also participate in all of the different choirs. You'll have a chance to celebrate with all those folks following worship, as there is cake down in the fellowship hall. I know you love it when I say that word. One final announcement this morning. Out on the kiosk outside of the sanctuary, there is a sign-up sheet for anyone who is interested in being part of the conversation and the action. We are looking at ways to make our worship and also our building more accessible to all people. And so we've made that step of making sure that we have large print bulletins available, but we know there is so many other ways that we can attend to the various needs of all the folks who worship here on a Sunday morning. If you're interested in being part of that conversation, please sign up. Friends, we've got a lot of wonderful ways to sing God's praise this morning. Let us praise God. Amen. Let us stand as you are comfortable and able for the call to worship, which is a bit different this morning. So, group one, if you are on this side of the organ, you are group one. Group two, this side of the organ. Everyone got it? If you're reading the wrong spot, no big deal. Because we bring it to God. So friends, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord with gladness.
Come into God's presence with singing. So enter God's gates with thanksgiving.
Come into the holy courts with praise.
Give thanks to God and bless God's holy name.
For the Lord is good.
God's steadfast love endures forever. God's faithfulness is for all generations.
All people on earth rejoice and worship God with song and praise.
Come before God confessing our sins, we can be assured that God forgives us over and over again. Please join me in the prayer of confession. Lord, we confess that we don't always sing with a cheerful voice. We think our voice isn't good enough, and so we mumble or just move our lips. Holy God, help us trust that you have given us the voice we need to sing your praises. Oh God, we ask that you hear our silent prayers of confession. Amen. People of God, come and hear what the Lord has done for us. God's love is for us all. Let our heart and soul rejoice.
Come and hear, oh come.
I'd like to invite the children forward. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your voices with all of us. Good morning. How are you? Good? I'm glad. I brought something to show you in this bag. You're right. It's a donut. When I see a donut, I think to myself, yummy. How many of you like donuts? Yeah, I thought maybe so. Yeah. Well, you know, I could think something else. I could think, what happened to the hole? How come there's not donut in the hole? Yeah, who took the hole out of the donut? So I kind of have a choice. I can say, wow, that looks like a delicious donut. Or I could say, the hole is missing. I don't want that donut. But you know what? I think that would be silly. Don't you? You know, sometimes we are happier. Sometimes we get mad because we don't have things, rather than be happy about what we do have. And that God wants us to really thank God for all the many blessings we have and not kind of whine and complain because we don't have things. That would be like whining and complaining because there's not a donut in the middle of a donut. That would be silly. So I have a song to teach you today. It's not about a donut. It's about being thankful, because this Sunday we are celebrating all the many blessings that God gives us and thanking God through our music for the blessings. And I thought we should sing and dance a little song. You know, I'm not very good at singing, just like I said in that confession. Sometimes I don't sing because I don't think I can sing. So I decided I'm going to sing, but I need your help a little bit. So stand up. So we're going to do three things in this song. First, we're going to clap our hands. So clap your hands. Good. Then we're going to stomp our feet. Oh, you can stomp louder than that. Come on. Good. Then we're going to scream, praise God. So, one, two, three. And then we're going to do all three. So, here we go. You'll catch on to the song. I'm sure you've probably already heard it. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands. If you're thankful and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands. If you're thankful and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're thankful and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're thankful and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're thankful and you know it, stomp your feet. Good. That's more people to see. If you're thankful and you know it, shout, praise God. If you're thankful and you know it, shout, praise God.
Praise God.
If you're thankful and you know it, then your life will surely show. If you're thankful and you know it, shout, praise God.
Praise God.
All right, this time we're going to do all three. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands, stomp your feet, shout, praise God.
Praise God.
If you're thankful and you know it, stomp your feet. Ooh, so we got a little mixed up on that one. Let's try that one again. If you're faithful and you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands, stomp your feet, and shout, praise God!
Praise God!
If you're thankful and you know it, then your life will surely show it. If you're thankful and you know it, clap your hands, stomp your feet, shout, praise God. Let's give yourselves a hand. That was very good. Now let's have a prayer. Ready? Dear God, we are so thankful for all our blessings. Help us to share them with others. Amen. All right. You may go back to your families.
I think so. Blessed be the Lord God, our God, who only doeth wondrous things, and blessed be his glorious name forever. Surely the Lord is in this place. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Holy One seeketh such to worship. This day, whom ye will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And the second reading of the word this morning comes from Psalm 66. We will read the psalm, and then we are going to proclaim and sing the song in response following the reading. Hear God's words for us this morning. Praise God with shouts of joy, all people.
Sing to the glory of God's name, offer God glorious praise.
Say to God, how wonderful are the things you do. Your power is so great that your enemies bow down in fear before you.
Everyone on earth worships you. They sing praises to you. They sing praises to your name.
Come and see what God has done, wonderful acts among the people.
God changed the sea into dry land. Our ancestors crossed the river on foot. There we rejoice because of what God did.
The Holy One rules forever. by God's might and keeps eyes on the nations. Let no rebels rise against the Lord.
Praise our God, all nations, let your praise be heard.
God has kept us alive and has not allowed us to fall.
You have put us to the test, God. As silver is purified by fire, so you have tested us.
You let us fall into a trap and placed heavy burdens on our backs.
You let our enemies trample us. We went through fire and flood, but now you have brought us to a place of safety.
I will bring burnt offerings to your house. I will offer you what I promised.
I will give you what I said I would when I was in trouble.
I will offer sheep to be burned on the altar. I will sacrifice bulls and goats, and the smoke will go up to the sky.
Come and listen, all who honor God, and I will tell you what he has done for me.
I cried to God for help. I praise God with songs.
If I had ignored my sins, the Lord would not have listened to me.
But God has indeed heard me. God has listened to my prayer.
I praise God because God did not reject my prayer or keep back constant love for me.
Amen.
Melissa and I would like to invite Elliot Richard Hindelberg forward, and we ask him to bring with him Mom Lauren and Dad Craig and Sister Evie, as well as his grandmother Cherie Barrett. Hear the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age.
Obeying the word of our Lord Jesus and sure of his presence with us, we baptize those whom he has called. In baptism, God claims us and seals us with God's Spirit to show that we belong to God. God frees us from sin and death, uniting us with Jesus Christ in death and resurrection. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are made members of the church, the body of Christ, and joined to Christ's ministry of love, peace, and justice. Let us remember with joy our own baptism as we celebrate this sacrament.
I present Elliot Richard Hindelberg, son of Craig and Lauren Hindelberg, to receive the sacrament of baptism.
Craig and Lauren, in presenting Elliot for baptism, you announce your faith in Jesus Christ. You are also showing that you want your child to study, know, love, and serve him as his chosen disciple. Please show your purposes by answering these questions. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Do you trust in him?
And do you intend for Elliot to be his disciple, to obey his word and to show his love?
Our Lord Jesus Christ orders us to nurture the spiritual growth of those who are baptized. Do you, the people of Gates Presbyterian Church, promise to tell this new disciple, Elliot, the good news of the gospel, to help him know all that Christ commands, and to strengthen his family ties with the household of God? If so, please say, we do.
We do. Let us pray. God, our parent, we thank you for your faithfulness promised in this sacrament and for the hope we have in your Son, Jesus. As we baptize with water, baptize us with Holy Spirit so that what we say may be your word and what we do may be your work. By your power, may we be made one with Christ our Lord in common faith and purpose. O God, who calls us from death to life, we give ourselves to you, and with the church throughout all ages, we thank you for your saving love in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. What is your child's name? Elliot Richard, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Elliot Richard has now been sealed with the Holy Spirit and welcomed into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. What love God has for us, that we are called children of God.
Have called us by name and promised your faithful love to each of us. We pray for your child, Elliot Richard. Watch over him. Guide him as he grows in faith and give him understanding and a sincere concern for neighbors. Help him to be a true disciple of Jesus. God of love, we pray for Elliot's parents, Lauren and Craig. Help them to know you, to love with your love and to teach your truth and tell the story of Jesus to their child. Remind all of us the promise given in our own baptisms. Renew our trust in you and give us strength so that we may be faithful to you and serve you with joy. Amen.
Let us sing Wonders of Wonders while I introduce you to Elliot. Evie's going to help me. I'd like to invite you to share your prayers of joy and your prayers of concern.
This is a little addition to what Kay had to say earlier. I want to thank everybody who visited the lunch bunch tables yesterday. It was wonderful. I mean, they were crowded all around us. And I want to thank everybody who bought scrubbies and towels and baby stuff and mittens and everything that we make. We made $820 and a quarter.
Amen.
And we praise God for the lunch bunch.
My sister Mary Frances Boggs passed away last night at the age of 91, and she was the wife of a missionary aviation pilot, and they flew in New Guinea for 28 years. Wow. And they raised four kids while they're doing it. Thank you.
Thanks be to God for her life.
Tammy Tackling, I have a joy. My daughter Leah married her best friend Friday afternoon, so it was very exciting. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
Hi, Linda Sidori. Being Thanksgiving, I have to say thank you to all the wonderful people in this congregation who truly take the baptism of our children seriously and love them up and raise them up to love God. So thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And Marie Sim. Oh, I so thoroughly enjoyed all the singing this morning. We have such great talent in this church. And it's just a blessing to be here today. And I want to say that last night I also saw Wizard of Oz at the Spenceport High School. And we have such great talent in this church through Alex Thornton, who was the lion. Oh, my gosh, he was so awesome. And the beautiful Munchkin in Alea Finkel. I am so glad I did not miss that performance, because Spenceport put on a great performance yesterday in the Wizard of Oz. So
thank you to God.
Thank you. Amen. For the great service that they provide to the community.
Dave Barrett, I just want to give thanks. Sheree and I are so blessed I'm sorry for all the people who got misplaced in the pews today. I think we doubled the size of the congregation. This is only a small part of my family. And both families are here. My mother's here today. So great-grandma Barrett's here. This is really, truly a blessed day to have aunts, uncles, and family together, along with the Presbyterian family that I have here. Thank you.
Amen. Awesome for us.
Amen. Jim Poole? I'm over here.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm small. I'm taller sitting, but I just noticed that near the end of the ceremony, how God put his blessing on that child with the sunlight that came down. And as soon as you were done and started walking around, the sun went behind a cloud, so it's definitely a good sign. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. And as we continue our time of prayer, I just want to note a little change here. I know you all love changes. Instead of speaking the Lord's Prayer, we are going to be singing it in a very different way. But don't, it's all right. Roy will lead us. So following the Lord's Prayer, we're actually going to stand afterwards because it's a song that moves. So we'll let the Holy Spirit do its work.
Also, I'd like to ask prayers for the Mancini family. Ange is in the hospital and very sick. Sue asked for cards, but not calls and visits at this point. Thank you. Let us pray. Lord of creation, in this season of Thanksgiving, we come to you with grateful hearts. You have given us family to care for us and friends to encourage us. You have provided us with food from the ground and water from the sky. You have called us into Christian community and filled us with your empowering spirit. Through the waters of our baptisms, we, like Elliot, have been welcomed into your family and know that your restorative powers are eternally for us. As grateful people, we want to serve you through serving your people. Fill us, O God, with a spirit of generosity. This morning, we are inspired by the music of our choirs. We give you thanks for the members of our choirs and for the music staff, Roy and Debbie, Christine and Nathan. Their music deepens our worship experience throughout the year, and we are inspired to seek you more fully. Oh God, as we gather with family members and special friends this week around tables overflowing with favorite foods, help us to make you the center of our celebrations. Remind us that there are many who are hungry and who are lonely. Reveal to us ways in which we can reach out to those in need of the basic necessities of life, and also need of basic human compassion. In a world where blessings are often defined as possessions, turn our wanting into appreciation for the all in each and every day. And now we ask that you hear us as we sing together the prayer you our Lord taught his disciples.
Thank you.
needed. You guys do so well. What a great way to pray. And now let us offer back to God a portion of the abundance of the blessings that God has shared with us as we celebrate with this morning's offering.
Gather together and celebrate all the blessings you have given to us. God, may these gifts be used to promise, praise your name. Amen.
Great job.
this place with the songs of God flowing through each of our hearts. So go now with the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, now and always. Alleluia. Amen.